Welcome to Leaders and Legends of Online Learning, a podcast dedicated to the experts. Thank you for listening. Each episode, we'll be learning from the world's leading thinkers and practitioners in online learning and linking to ideas relevant to online teaching, working with online learners, and digital education. You can listen to the experts and check their profiles and link to some of their work on our website, www.onlinelearninglegends.com. I'm Mark Nichols, the interviewer in this episode. You'll meet Professor Borj Holmberg in this episode. Professor Holmberg was, at the time of this recording, 96 years of age. He generously provided recorded answers to my questions, this time centered on distance education. I've long admired Professor Holmberg's work. His major contribution to the field of distance education and effective online learning is the notion of the guided didactic conversation, which I'll talk more about following his recording. He was president of the International Council for Distance Education from 1972 to 1975, that's the ICDE, as part of his extensive career. Professor Holmberg's career has been recognised by honorary doctorates from the Open University UK and Deakin University in Australia, both well known for their distance education heritage. He has authored multiple books that continue in their relevance, and a copy of his first book, Distance Education, A Survey and Bibliography, has pride of place on my own education shelf. I'll now share the recording provided by Borj, in which he talks about his career, publications, and observations related to current practice.
Dear Mark, you've asked me for a brief overview of my career and publications. I'm Swedish. I was born in 1924 and got into distance education at a very early stage. After a degree at Lund University in English, German, Romance languages, and education, I had a few years of practical experience of teaching in schools, in a teacher training organization, and in general adult education. I was then employed by Helmholtz, a very large distance education school with at that time more than 100,000 active students. I worked there, found its methods exciting, and was in 1954 made director of education, and in 1956 managing director of the whole of Helmholtz. In the meantime, I had done research at the university in a different field. I was made a doctor in English in 1956. My thesis was on the development of English pronunciation in the 18th century. I worked hard at Helmholtz, which was at that time a huge adult education organization. It played an important role in Sweden. It was given the right to examine its own students for official competencies like university entrance. However, its costs could not very long be covered by students' fees. Helmholtz gradually lost its leading position due to lack of state support, which I think must be regarded as a tragedy. During this time, I wrote the first study of distance education, a very short paper, which was favorably viewed by a leading educator, Torsten Hussein. This was the beginning of a long series of distance education studies, the best known of which are Status and Terms of Distance Education, Lund 1985, Theory and Practice of Distance Education, London and New York, 1995, and The Evolution, Principles and Practices of Distance Education, Oldenburg, 2011. These are rather long books. In the meantime, I've been president of the ICD 1972 to 1975. In 1975, I left Elmhurst and was invited to a chair in distance education methodology at the German Fernuniversität. The Fernuniversität is an organization like the British Open University. I worked there until normal retirement age, 1990, when I accepted a position as advisor and leader of a private distance education university, now called Wilhelmshöhe Hochschule, where I worked until 2005. This, I hope, answers your questions about my career. Then you ask what ideas and themes that I sense are still pertinent today. My reply is to refer to distance education as a kind of conversation in which the educator has to develop empathy with his or her students. The style I recommend is personally in character, the tutor talking about himself or herself as I, and a student as you, asking the student about his or her relevant experiences and problems. Also, the course text should have this character. Personal commitment to intellectual development remains the basis for learning. This and an empathy approach on the part of the teaching organization remains the basis of distance education. Then finally, you also ask me for my observations about the practice of distance education today. To be quite honest, I can't find much new in the practice of distance education, except as far as the development and use of computer media are concerned. Here, a whole new world invites studies of various kinds which can secure the personal approach to learning, which I think is essential to distance education. This is what your questions spontaneously make me think of.
Thank you, Professor Holmberg, for that insight into your career, publications, and key ideas. Distance education, you've said, is a kind of conversation characterized by empathy based on a personal engagement, the guided didactic conversation. You've stated that personal commitment to intellectual development remains the basis for learning, adding that this and an empathetic approach on the part of the teaching organization remains the basis of distance education. You've also said that you can't find much new in the practice of distance education, except as far as the development and use of computer media are concerned. Here, in your words, a whole new world invites studies of those kinds which can secure the personal approach to learning, which, in your words, is essential to distance education. Thank you for being a leader and legend of online education. You may be wondering, why do I consider Borj Holmberg to be a leader and legend of online learning? Well, my understanding of online learning is based on my own distance education background. In my thinking, online education is a natural extension to distance education theory. The sort of systems thinking, education design, and student-centeredness described by Professor Holmberger's empathy ought to be foundational to online education practice. They are certainly relevant to the same degree, if not more. What I've most admired about Borges' work is his picture of education as guided didactic conversation, described in his 1977 book as consisting of seven postulates. In them, Borges suggests that the style and tone of language used in distance materials and written interaction can generate a feeling of personal relationship, encouraging motivation and the pleasure of learning. If I were to try to crudely summarize the importance of Borges' work to contemporary online education practice, it would be that he proposes online education materials be prepared in a guided, friendly, narrative, conversational tone. This is in contrast to recorded lectures to large class sizes and uploading self-contained and impersonal content into a learning management system. Borges' proposal is that we prepare distance learning opportunities, and by extension online learning opportunities, using a tone and style more attuned to a personal one-to-one tutorial rather than a mass impersonal lecture. Borges' work proposes that the guided didactic conversation is an essential component of a distance education system. In other words, it's not just about better ways of preparing content. Instead, it's about how the voice of the educator complements an empathetic ecosystem. Think of it as an entire environment where students can learn with all of the support, encouragement, and intellectual richness of a personal tutorial from the flexibility of their own context. Borges is indeed a pioneer of distance education and, by natural extension, a leader and legend of online learning. This concludes this episode. You can learn more about Borges and his work from our website. Be sure to go to our website, www.onlinelearninglegends.com, to follow up on this episode's guest. You'll also find links to others whose ideas continue to inspire and teach online learning professionals, and you can subscribe to future interviews. If you know of a leader or legend we've not yet talked to, please do drop us a line at onlinelearninglegends@gmail.com.